Years ago, at the urging of the late activist Suzanne Burnett, this commentator periodically released a book list, which Susan promptly put up on the web, and readers, especially young people, frequently wrote and commented about various books, some of which had a deep impression on their growth and development. Over time, that process ceased for various reasons, among them the passing of Suzanne. Sometimes a book or booklet comes along which makes this commentator think about young persons, or even folks who aren't so young, because they're well-written, offer insights into contested arenas of history or politics, or offer a radical view of these areas. I especially think of young folks when the texts are relatively brief, probably because I remember my own phobias about big, thick books when I was a youngster. If the books are illustrated or made in comic form, well, so much the better. Instead of a booklet, I want to discuss two relatively recent works in the hope that young readers will acquire them and hopefully learn from them and maybe, just maybe, discuss them with their friends and peers. One, Addicted to War, Why the U.S. Can't Kick Militarism, by Joel Andreas, who is the illustrator and writer. As America has recently embraced the path to what appears to be global war, in the face of mass protests against such wars, it is important to expose young folks to alternative views of the roots and reasons for war. Addicted to War is funny, brilliant, skillfully drawn in black ink, and even footnoted with pages full of references. If you are a young person who suspects everything you've heard on the news or read in the newspaper isn't on the up and up, Addicted is for you. It'll explain not just recent wars like Gulf War I or Vietnam, but will reveal the economic and military forces that advocated war, and the weak excuses they utilize to get into foreign countries. It also illustrates the impact of war on average American people, from housewives to school kids, and of course, to those almost uncountable poor souls who bear the brunt of American war fever, the peoples of the world. That's mostly the so-called Third World. Youngsters and some older folks will never look at war in quite the same way after reading this 69-page book. Addicted to War is now available in Japanese and will soon come out in Korean, Spanish, and other languages. Number two, The Black Holocaust for Beginners, by Sam E. Anderson. Unlike Addicted to War, Anderson's The Black Holocaust is not a comic book. It is heavily and expertly illustrated. Yet, what drives the book is the text, as raw as new wounds on the skin of the psyche. It is a brilliant telling of not just the transatlantic slave trade, but the equally monstrous Arab slave trade along the eastern shores of Africa, which lasted some 600 years longer and lasts up until our own age. It is written in matter-of-fact style, straightforwardly, a chilling portrayal of foreign rapes and exploitation of Africa. It shows that the trade in human bondage was a global process which involved and impacted millions of people. It uses both classical texts, like Sheikh Anta Diop's famous Civilization or Barbarism, and numerous records from the period to give the speech the flavor of the times to illustrate how economic, political, and social forces converged to justify slavery and exploit the labor of millions. It's not fun. It's not supposed to be. But it is informative. It really is the roots of America and much of the West. I commend both of these works to young readers in the spirit of learning why things are the way they are, which I consider the very essence of history. So, do your best. Read. Enjoy. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan.